every Easter. It seems inevitable that one only really wants to talk about this extraordinary idea of resurrection. It has so shaped the consciousness of the world that we live in. The idea that somehow we triumph over death. It seems so impossible to grasp that idea that for most people it becomes a magical or fantastical concept that requires a complete suspension of disbelief, an act of enormous faith that somehow this body can die, and yet we don't. Not only that we don't, but that we come back to life. It certainly goes against every principle of reality that we all embrace. And yet, major religious thought tells us that if we believe this, we will find our way to that eternal life. The mystics propose a different idea. Not that we have eternal life, but that we never die. Talk about going up against reality or our sense of reality. How is that possible? How could we never die? Clearly, there's no way to grasp that idea. There are certain ways of tasting the truth of it. One of them is to look at resurrection not as something that occurs at the end of this physical, biological life, but that occurs every second of your life. That every moment is a resurrection. That every instant is a resurrection. That every second of your life is a completely new life. Complete and absolute. And that the only thing that makes it seem not to be new is our mind telling us that it's not true. the mind holding on to what appears to be a series of past events, linking them together and telling us that this moment is just another in a series of the same moments. There's enormous logic and reason to believe that. And you almost have to be crazy not to believe that. But it's very interesting what happens when you don't believe it. When you really practice spiritual work, you let go of the past moment, and you let go of the next moment. And what arises between those two is this moment. Totally, absolutely independent of every moment that ever was or will be. Totally, unpredictably real. It seems that one can't literally do that. How do you let go of the past moment and just be in this one? Well, I'll tell you, you can't do it with your mind, because your mind is linking the moments. That's what it does. The mind takes all the moments and creates this idea of a whole life. This is my life. But this practice of meditation is to sit still and ask deeply inside for help to surrender. Surrender what? To surrender yourself, to surrender all the past moments, to surrender the one that just passed a second ago. Just let it go. And I don't mean let it go like, oh, I'm not going to think about it. I mean let it go for eternity. Let it go. Let your whole life go. Then you ask yourself, but if I do that, who am I? And that's the question at the core of your spiritual practice. If I let go of all those moments, who am I? Well, you're this. And what is this? Good question. What is this? If you don't try to pretend you know what's going to happen next, and you really let go of everything that ever happened before, this is completely unexplainable. Essentially unknowable, inconceivable, ungraspable. Real, extraordinary. If you let go of all the past moments, this moment is unbelievably alive, but unconditionally alive, meaning it doesn't relate to anything that precedes it. It doesn't relate to anything. It just is. And of course you will watch your mind string together interpretations of what's going on now in relationship to what you recall of the past. But if you have the capacity to not do that, to just let it go. Just let it go. Something arises in you that you can call wonder or awe, amazement. Worship. What is happening in this very moment is life itself. And if you can totally extinguish linking it to anything else, you are that. What else are you? You're this whole thing. The mystics will tell you that you were never born, because in this moment your own biological birth is just a projection of your mind linking something into some deep, infinite past. But if you let that go, which seems illogical, but if you do it, this moment has not been born. You have not been born. It just is. It just is. And there's no way to know how or why it is. There's no way to know. But in a sense, you are born in this moment, if you will. And you die in this moment. Or more clearly, there is no birth and death, because birth is that which leads you into this moment, and death takes you away from it. But in this moment, neither birth nor death. Just being. If this is going through your brain and it's processing right now, you have no idea what I'm saying. It's like, what is he talking about? But if you can sit still enough, the truth of this is overwhelming. There is nothing to resurrect. Resurrection is basically the mind recreating you. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do it. Because you are already eternal. There is nothing to give birth to. There is nothing that dies. There just is. Biologically, we know that something is going to fall away. This is going to change in some way. But in truth, it's changing all the time. The little baby form that you once remember being is long gone. You're not that. But you still are. You still exist. You're still here. The promise of mystical awakening is that the realization of what I'm saying becomes absolute. It's not speculative. It's not philosophical. It's not belief. It's not faith. It's not religion. It is just aha. until that arrives, we practice. And what do we practice? We practice surrender. What do we mean, surrender? We mean letting go of everything but this. What else is surrender? Help me to surrender. All of the story of your life, all of the drama that you're so caught up in, all of the sense of fear of what's going to happen next, all of the doubt about everything I'm saying, let it go. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. All that matters is that you surrender and become present and let this thing that I am saying to you say it to you by itself. You don't have to hear it from me. It means very little to hear it from me. It's just confusing usually. But if you surrender and you do this spiritual practice that you've committed to, everything I'm saying will arise in you independently. You will know it for yourself. And then you will try to share it with other people, or not. It's not easy to talk about, as you can hear. I talk about it, but I don't know how many people can truly say yes to this. But it doesn't matter, because you have already been set upon a path of meditation and spiritual unfolding that leads to this. It's the only place it leads, guys. It leads to absolute, infinite, eternal being, and to the complete dissolution of you as a separate anything. Because really, if you let go of the road to this moment and the road away from it, you are only here. At some point, the idea of you separate from the world will fall away. Until that moment, try and live your life meditatively, simply, honestly, morally, virtuously, moment to moment, being present, accepting the reality that's in front of you, recognizing that this moment is vital, that how you respond to this moment is the only thing that matters, how you open to it or reject it is all that matters, and that opening to life is liberating, and closing to life is not. If you want any kind of liberation, the thing you open to is right in front of you. Liberation, which is the essence of spiritual effort, is available to you this moment if you open to this moment. That's your entire practice, guys. The entire practice has nothing to do with anything. I want to grow, I want to be, da-da-da-da-da. You can go into that forever. All that matters is do it right now. And this momentary opportunity will present itself over and over and over. And if you weave a life of opening and opening and opening and opening, liberation follows. If you weave a life of going, not this, not this, not that, not this, it should be this, it should be that, why wasn't it this, why can't I have that, I really want to go there, I really shouldn't have done that. You do that, guys, and you're in the trap of every human life. The life of resistance, the life of denying, the life of betrayal, the life of regret, the life of unhappiness, the life of suffering, all of that comes from absolutely rejecting this moment. If you want to have a spiritual life, start now and just figure out, how do I do this moment? How do I do it? And all you can do is see what comes, what walks through the door, what emotion rises up inside you, what comes through the television. What comes? What is there? What appears in front of you? Right now, for some unbelievably weird reason, you got me. And I'm telling you this stuff. Shortly, you will have other stuff coming. How you respond, how you react, is the definition of you. I would encourage you to go, yes, yes, yes. 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 Even if you don't like it, even if it doesn't feel good or sound good or taste good, just go, yes. This is what it is. If it really tastes bad, spit it out. If it really offends you, say, it offends me. Accept the truth of what's happening and act upon it. And you will find yourself, over the course of a very short time, freeing yourself from this ongoing resistance and struggle that you have been carrying with you from day one. The struggle is over if you want it to be over. So on this Easter day, which is an amazing, amazing recollection of an extraordinary story, that this Son of God came into the world to tell us all of what we're talking about now, and ended up being crucified for telling it, and ended up going through what must be the worst of all possible kinds of pain, so that people, and I heard this on the radio this morning, it was really interesting, a young girl in Haiti who survived the earthquake with a broken leg and being trapped for like a week underground, she said all she could think about was Christ, and if he could endure that, I can endure it. And that's exactly why Christ appeared, because nobody's suffering is that great. And if Christ can endure it, so can we. We can accept it. This is what is. And what is the promise of that acceptance is that there is this resurrection, that Christ went beyond his death and came back and said, I am eternal life. I promise you eternal life. What he didn't say, and what I am saying, is that this experience or idea of death is what finally goes away. The thing that dies is not you, but the idea of you. The idea that somehow you are separate from your Creator. And at some point, one says, into your hands I commend my spirit. And you can do that right this second. Literally, right now. Any questions? Thank you.